Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yoma Daf Yudbeis, and we are discussing the avoda in quotes, the avoda of Trumas Hadeshen, right? Because that's what the parak started off talking about. Parak Barishona, we're talking about the pious that used to take place early in the morning. At the beginning, they didn't have a pious, so they didn't think anybody would get up so early to do this avoda, and then the Kohanim surprised the Chazal that they would get up early, even if it's ala safek. As we said, eino mashkim ala safek, but they did, so that's why they started having pious, because things got aggressive and dangerous without that. So that's why they started having the pious. We had the machlokas we showed him yesterday. Ramban, Baal Amor, did this take place on Yom Kippur also? Or not. And then we spoke about what happens if a zar does Trumas Hadeshen, what happens if a zar does other avodos. And we had different deyas. We had the implicit deya from the Bavli that it only applies to avodas tama, an avoda that has no avoda after it. And the examples given in the Gemara yesterday were haktara, zrika, nisa, chamayim, and yayin. Right? Those are all, you do the avoda, there's nothing else to do after that. You burn it. Right? Shchita, there's something after it. But shchita is ksher bizarre. But the Kabbalah, there's something after it, right? Because you have to do zrika afterwards. But you have all of those, nisa chamayim, nisa chayayin, zrika, and haktara, right? Those were examples. And other related issues relating to Trumas Hadeshen is what we are in the middle of now. We spoke about what happens if somebody picks up the deshen, and as they pick it up and they turn around, it's a very windy day. Interesting, isn't that one of the nisim also in Yerushalayim, that the wind didn't ever blow away the smoke? The smoke went straight up because of the nace. So maybe that means the smoke didn't go. It didn't mean that the rest of Yerushalayim wasn't windy. So maybe right after he took off the ashes and then he started walking down, then it all blew away. It has to be a very strong wind to blow away ashes. It seemed to be pretty heavy. But that was the question. Taram v'hifrichto haruach. What is the halacha there if he never gets to put it down on the ground on the east side of the ramp? That was a machlokas, the Gemara said, between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Because we compared it to a case where the komets flew away before it was burned on the Mizbeach. Right? The komets has to be burned before the shirayim are mutter to the Kohanim. So if it flies away before, so the same machlokas we think would be if the Trumas Hadeshen flies away before it comes to the ground. Which again, you might have been mechalik, which the Gemara is going to be mechalik somewhat, but in a couple of lines. Good. So we're up to the next question relating to Trumas Hadeshen. Taram Chetzia. What happens if the Kohen, who was chosen, goes up and he does it in two actions? Are usually supposed to take Trumas Hadeshen, supposed to put the shovel all the way in, get the very consumed coals, and take them down, and put it down. What if he did half and half? Taram Chetzia. If he only did half and half, and then he did the other half. Is that good enough? Look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Taram Chetzia. The question is, the Trumas Hadeshen, Shi'uro b'kezayis, as we'll see. The Shi'ur, the minimum, is a kezayis. I mean, boy luhu, I Taram Chetzia, I Sagi Sheyitrom Od Chatzi, Vehalolo Lachovas Harama. Just take another half of kezayis, and that would fulfill the mitzvah of Harama. O Dilma, Ein Harama, Ela Bapamachas Kishir. Or, no, it has to be one time in the shir. Meaning one might say it's a question about, is it about the maisa, or is it about the totsah? Is it about the maisa harama, that you have to do it in one picking up? Or is it about the result? You know, once you've taken off this amount, right, we have examples of both. Right, we have haramas truma. Haramas truma is usually once. Let's say somebody decides to take off truma, right? Truma ein la shir midaraisa. We say, the rabbanan, 140th, 150th. 160th. Somebody takes off truma, and then 10 minutes later, they decide, no, I want to take off more truma. So what do they have in mind? If they didn't have that in mind, then you can't be mosif afterwards the truma's done. Harama is harama. You did it once. So here, maybe once if the mitzvah has a shear, and you have to do harama of the deshen, so once you did harama of the deshen in an inferior way, so maybe you have to do the whole thing again. It has to be a significant harama. There's a harama of only half. Or do you say, no, it's not about the harama, about the ashes. It's about getting the ashes out. And therefore, even half and half would be okay. So the Gemara again says, Tiflukta d'Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi. Maybe it would be in the Machlokes, Amorim d'Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Because again, we don't have this Machlokes beferish anywhere, so we're comparing the Trumas Hadeshen to aspects of the Karban Mincha. So d'Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Komet Shekidish Bekli, V'iktiru, so the kometz, it was makadish b'kli. Remember, how do you do a karban mincha? You bring it, you brood it into a kli, and then you do kmitza. The kohen does kmitza with his hand, and he puts the kometz under his three fingers into another kli. Into a, his makadish b'kli. So, if the kometz was makadish b'kli, v'iktiru afilo shumshimin yatsa. And if he burn, if the kohen then burns it, shumshimin, literally sesame seeds, but it burns it in increments, little by little. Doesn't burn the whole kometz, putting it on the fire at once, but he burns it little by little, yatsa. So we're comparing, just like Rabbi Yochanan says, burning the kometz can be in increments, so too the Trumas HaDeshen could be in increments. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi Amar, Masdisa lo Amarkin. You don't get that impression, says Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, from the following Braisa, that you could do it little by little. Ella, the most you're allowed to do it is in two. Hikdir bakumso pa'amayim kshera. If you're burning the kometz in two, it's kosher. Right, mashma, the carbon aida here says, the mashma dafka pa'amayim, chetziyo barishon of chetziyo b'achrona, v'lo pa'amei pa'amayim. Not so many times, right? It's gotta be, only twice. And why twice? The Gemara continues explaining this shita of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Chama bar Ukva b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, ein kemitza pachos mishnei zesim. Because the kometz has to have at least two, the size of two olives. Ve'ein haktara b'chuz mikazayis. In haktara, and the burning it has to be at least a kizayis. So the kometz has to have at least two. The haktara that you burn, it has to burn at least half of that, each haktara. So that's what Rosh Hashanah Levi says. You could do it in two increments, but that's it. Right? Because less than two would be, less than a kizayis, and therefore it would be, a problem. So the machlokas, with Gemara Tzilin, machlokas of Yochanan and Rosh Hashanah Levi, would be this machlokas, as well, in terms of the truma done in increments. One more section, and then we'll mention something about the kmitza. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rabbi Elazar Sha'al, Me'ata, Kohen Shein Yado Machzekes Kishnei Zeisim, Pasul Ben Avoda. Says Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar, I got a problem, or I have a question, at least. If you have a Kohen with small hands, right, every kometz is depending on the size of the Kohen's hands. What if the kometz of a Kohen has small hands, and he can't get two kizesim in his kometz? So he shouldn't be able to do that avoda, because Rabbi Shimon Levi says, ein kemitza pachos mishnei zesim. That is the minimum of the amount of kometz. So he can't, you can only do kometz once. You can't do kometz twice, just whatever his hand is. So you should say he's pasul. And if he's pasul for this avoda, Gemara is assuming maybe he's pasul for all avodas, because every Kohen who does the avoda has to be roi to do all the avodas. And he asked it as a question. We don't have any evidence or record of this being a psul in the Kohen. Look at the Karban Eida. The given shu pasul, the kmitza, pasul, right? The language of the Gemara. Since he's any Kohen who can't do this, pasul min ha avoda, right? That means all avoda, right? Not just not doing this, you can't do this. Because every Kohen has to be roi. It's kind of like a balmum. Because you can't do this avoda, so you shouldn't be able to do it. But the Karban Eida says, v'lo nizkar ze b'mumei ha-kohanim. We don't have this anywhere. We don't have this on the list of the Kohanim. So the Gemara does not answer that question. Or just makes that comment that he says, you know, it should be that maybe he can't do it if a Kohen has small hands. The Mishnah L'Melech quotes this and wonders why the Rambam does not quote this. The Mishnah L'Melech in the end of Perek Yud Gimel, and so the Rambam says on Yud Gimel Yud Dalet, that parak is all about the different types of karban minchas, and the Rambam says, ein kometz pachos mi kishnei zesim. That's it. A kometz can't be less than two zesim. Umiksas hakometz ma'akev eskulo. As we have mentioned, you can't be missing any little bit. Vakometz v'alavonim makven zetzeh, hasolz v'ashemim makven zetzeh, v'chulu. The Mishnah L'Melech here says, ein Yerushalmi reish parak beis diyoma. Right, he learned Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rabbi Elazar Sha'al Me'ata Kohen v'chulu l'chora nira de pasul l'chola avodos kivan she'eno roi l'kmitza. It sounds like the Gemara is saying that he's pasul for all avoda. If he can't do one avoda, he can't do any avoda. V'lo ra'isi l'rabbeinu shizkir din zeh. I don't. The Rambam doesn't quote this problem. V'lo mar de kavanas ha'Yerushalmi hu de pasul l'kmitza. Milvad, right, the kmitza kama, right, and if you want to say the Rishonim is just saying, no, he can't do this avoda. He can do other avodas. But his hand's not big enough, he can't do this avoda. So I don't think it sounds that way. Milvad, shepshat ha'alacha, eno morikain, od kasha, to milsa de pshitahi, to keep it to kaibalan, and kmitza, pachal bishay zesim. No, then it would be a davar pasha. Meaning, if a komet has to be at least two zesim, so obviously a kohen whose hand doesn't fit the komet's shnei zesim kedu liavoda. What would be the chiddush of this Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar? It must be he's telling you something that if he can't do this, he can't do any. So tzarech iyan. Mishnah Melech leaves it as a tzarech iyan. The Evan Azar, Rabbi Zalman on that Rambam quotes this Mishnah Melech and says, you never know. We've had this often in Yerushalmi language. What the word sha'al means? Does he mean a question like often in the Bavli, or sha'al often just means a maybe, a comment? Like he's not making a definitive statement. So maybe it's just a suggestion, and he's wondering. But it's not that he vadai thinks that not being able to do this avoda would ruin all of them. Nira the Harambam Sover says Evan Azal, Yitzchak ben Elazar sha'al avolo omar b'toras halacha shekenhu. Ubeem etzorach lahavin. And then he says, anyway, what's the makar? What's the makar that if you can't do one avoda, you can't do? I just said it as a different pasha because that's the way the Gemara seems to say it. But he says, where does it say that anywhere? That if you can't, if you're mamish a balma, we have a list of bali mumin. Right in Meseches Bechoros, bali mumin for animals, bali mumin for kohanim. But he said, what's the makar? If you can't do one, you can't do. So he has a diuk from a Gemara in Chulin Kuflamid Beis, but again, it's a diuk and it's not 100% clear. So maybe the Rambam, A, doesn't hold of that, B, doesn't think that this is a statement, but it's just a question, a suggestion. Yuma. So this is about the size of the kohen, if he has small hands. Remember, we've quoted in the past the Gemara in the Bavli, Yuma Mem Zayin, where Kohen has big fingers, right? That's the Gemara that we quote relating to the size of the komets and the flower, Bein HaBeinayim. Remember, the Gemara has the suffix there about what happens. The Kohen has to have, you know, the komets, the minimum share of the komets, the tuz nesim underneath his fingers, underneath his three middle fingers. What happens to the flower that is in between his fingers? Is that called komets or is that not called komets? Right, because anything out is not. Anything in is. What about in between the fingers? And the Rambam that we just read, and it komets ma'akev. If you're missing a drop, then that ruins it. You have to have exactly the size of the komets. So the Gemara asked that question. Mem Zayin Mabez in the Bavli in Amar Yochanan, Ba'i Rabbi Yoshua ben Uza'a, Bein HaBinayim, Shal Mali Kum Somahu. What's the halacha of Bein HaBinayim? Right, the Rashi. Hanichnas Beinu Etzbos. So Amar Papa, Diga Vay Lo Tibay Lacha, Devade Kometsu. Underneath the fingers, inside the hand, that's for sure Kometz. Dibray Lo Tibay Lacha, outside the fingers, Devade Shiraimu. If it's stuck on the outside of the fingers, maybe the hand was a little sticky. Ki Tibay Lacha Debeine Beine. The question is, right in between the fingers, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? What's the halacha? So Rabbi Yochanan says this is the question of Rabbi Yeshua ben Oza. Rabbi Yochanan, Hadar Pasha Rabbi Yeshua ben Choza. Rabbi Yeshua ben Choza, answer the question. And what do you say? Ben Abinayim, Suffolk Nenu. Ben Abinayim is a Suffolk. Right? So we've noted the unusual Shachal Vataria here. What is it? It's a Suffolk. And he answered it, it's a Suffolk. It's Tosas. What do you mean it's a Suffolk? Right? So Tosas says, the question was what we really thought there was going to be an answer. And the answer is there is no answer. That's what it means. It's an unanswered question. That's what suffix is. We thought we were going to get an answer, and the answer is that there is no answer. That's what it means. If you look in the Ritva here, remember, Soloveitchik loved this Ritva. The Ritva here in Yuma Mem Zayin says, no. The question was, there's really an answer. Is it or is it not? And the answer is that it's a din suffix. It's suffix b'toras vadai. What does that mean? It means it has elements. The halacha is, it's not like inside, it's not like outside. It has elements of both. And the Ritva has Dumya to Ben Hashmashas. He makes that comparison. Just like Ben Hashmashas, Safik Yom, Safik Laila. What is Ben Hashmashas? You're just not sure, and if Eliyahu Navi would come and say it up until this millisecond, beforehand is day, afterwards is night? No. One approach, this Ritva is saying, there's a time called period twilight, Ben Hashmashas, and it has elements of Yom and it has elements of Laila. B'Toras Vadai. It's not just a Safik. So that's the comparison that the Ritva has here. But again, so in between, he has that question. So again, in the continuation here, he talks about what if a Kohen has very fat fingers and a lot more, right? Ben Abinayim. So he talks about, anyway, so that's the Yuma Mem Zion. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Torah and Bismol, what happens if the Kohen does the, the Trumas HaDeshen with his left hand. We know all Avoda has to be done with the right hand. So is this really Avoda? This isn't one of the Avodas Adam. This isn't one of the Avodas HaMincha. So what about Smol? Is that good enough? Is that okay? So Tefluk to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Berebi. So here we think Rabbi Yochanan plays a big role in all these machlokos. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Berebi. Dam Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Kometz shekadash bekli. If you have kometz that was put into a kli, vihiktiro, and then you burned it, bein biyad, bein bekli, bein biyin, bein bismol, add in a word, kasher. Rabbi Yochanan says, once you put it into the kli, once you rather the coin does the kometz, then it doesn't matter how you burn it afterwards on the mizbeach. If you burn it, if you take it out and with your hand and put it on the fire, or you just throw it with the kli, even with your left hand. So we assume, again, just like the haktara could be, Rabbi Yochanan says it could even with your left hand. So to the truma, we're comparing those two activities. Yehuda Berebi Omer, no. O kechatas biyad o kaasham bikli ubilvad biyamin. Yehuda Berebi says no. Even the haktara of the mincha, you have a choice. You could do it yad or kli, right? What do you mean? Like comparing it to the zrika. How do you do zrika sadam? So for most karbanos, if I have the blood in the bazeich, I take it to the mizbeach and flip the cup, and the blood flows from the cup onto the mizbeach. Achatas, you have to use your hand. Achatas, you have to use your hand. That's tilas etzba, and it's, remember, the chatas is on the top, on the kronos, above the chutas sikra, unlike the other karbanos of ashram and ola, and all the others are under the chutas sikra. So Rabbi the Rebbe says, you have a choice. You could do it like a chadas with a yad. You could do it with like an ashram with a kli, but it's got to be with right. So just like the haktaras, mincha has to be with the right hand. So the Gemara is assuming, so too the Trumas HaDeshen would have to be with the right hand. Hativ on 1 second. Don't we have a brisa? Vahatani, kibel biyamino, v'nasan b'smol, ol yachzor liyamino. Right, we had, I think it's Mishnah in Zvachim, that if you were makabel biyamin, he did kabbalah sadam normally, good. And then he switched to the left hand. Put it in back in the right hand. Im bismolu machzer lemizbeach lo kosher kein lebazich. What is that question? The Rechai Kadievsky explains basically what should be the difference between zrika and haktara sakometz. Zrika has to be with the right hand. That's putting the dam on the mizbeach. So putting the kometz on the mizbeach, why should that be different? Why should you be able to do that with your left hand? Isn't it parallel? The beginning of the second parak of Sota. So Rashi, the Gemara there implies the parallels between the four avodos of a mincha and the four avodos of dam. Right, Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika, the four avodas of the Dam. And then when it comes to the Karei Mincha, you have Kemitza, which is parallel to Shechita, putting it into the Kli, which is the Kabbalah, walking into the Mizbeach, and then the Haktara is parallel to the Zrika. So ask the Gemara, why should there be a difference? Right, if the Zrika has to be done with the right hand, so why Haktara also should have to be done with the right hand? Amar Rebbe La, Imshanya Adam, Rebbe La says, if you want to learn this and attribute this to somebody, Rav Lazar Reb Shimon, Shanya, Rav Lazar Reb Shimon would be the one that would allow it. Tetani, Rav Lazar Reb Shimon Omer, Eina Tzricha Kiddush Bazech. Right? Rav Lazar Reb Shimon says, you don't even have to put the kometz into a kli sharis. Once the mincha was already in a kli sharis to start with, when he did kometz, you could just take it. Right? So you see already there that there aren't really any standards once the kometz is done. According to Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, just take the mizbeach and burn it. So just like he says that, so too he would say here, the left hand would be okay for kmitza, for the haktara, and then the same thing would be for truma. Asya, Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, b'shitas Rabbi Shimon be'aviv, and really Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon is following his father's shita, Reb Shimon, the tanin and taman, because we learned there in Menachos, the Mishnah Menachos, kom shalo bikli sharis psula, Rav Shimon machshir. Rav Shimon holds that you don't have to put the kometz into a kli sharis. It was already in the kli sharis beforehand. You don't have to put it in the next one. Good. My kadun. So the Gemara says now, my kadun. What's this question? Just because, is that, the Gemara is asking, is this really a comparison? Just because you don't have to put it back into a kli sharis, does that mean you could do it with your left hand? You know, you don't have to put it into a klisharis, maybe because it was already in a klisharis as a whole mincha. So now you did kometz from the klisharis. So does that automatically mean left hand as well is just as the standards are the same? So Mar says, yeah. Rabbanan de islon klisharis tzricha lon liyamin. Reb Shimon de les le klisharis lo tzricha le liyamin. They would say that would be the halacha. So we found the Tana. We found the Tana that would say haktaras kometz is bismol. So too, the truma would be able to be bismol. Machlokas tanoim, even, that's what we would say. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Mana. Now, Rebbe Mana goes back to these comparisons that we're having on this whole daf so far. Vitamiya Ana. I have a wonder. Right, we've been comparing Trumas Hadeshen to Haktaras HaKometz. Right, that's what we've just been doing. We did that twice. We did it about small, and we did that also by this. Today is the beginning of the daf, Taram Chetzia. We compared the Truma to the Haktara. Aren't those going in opposite directions in terms of like what you're trying to do? Taram is your taking, Haktara is your giving. The Gemara keeps comparing these. So Amar Bimana, Tamei Ana, Heich Rabbanan Medami, Trumas Hadeshen LaHaktara. Right? How are we comparing the two? If you can do Haktara Sakomets with your left hand, you can do Trumas Hadeshen with your left hand. It's opposite directions. Haktara, you're giving something to the Mizbeach. Truma, you're taking something from the Mizbeach. How's the Gemara comparing all this? V'lo Damya Ella L'Kemitza. Right? The comparison of Truma should be to the first, the Kemitza, where I take flour in my hand. So to Trumas Hadeshen, I take the ashes in my hand. That's what it should be comparable to. And nobody says you could do Kemitza with your left hand. Right? Shazu Baharama, Vizu Baharama. Right, and therefore that's a better comparison. And therefore, even Rabbi Yochanan, who's machshir haktara bismol, right, would pasul harama because that should be compared to kemitza. So Gemara rejects this whole shaklavatari that we had already on this daf. Maybe there's not a parallel between these two. You should compare harama to kemitza and not harama to haktara. What would be a defense? What would be a defense? The Gemara doesn't say. Right, it's going in opposite directions, that's true. But Kemitza is still the beginning of an avoda. Right? Har Trumas Hadeshen is at the end. So maybe that's why it's compared to Haktara, which is at the end. Haktara is the last thing that you do. And Trumas Hadeshen is the last thing that has to do with the ashes. Haktara is creating the ashes. Harama, Trumas Hadeshen is taking out the ashes. So maybe putting on ashes, taking off ashes, that's comparable. Right? Don't look at whether you're taking or giving, but look at the you're burning. So maybe that would be a defense of the earlier stage. Okay. Veheirim. Now we have other drushes of Trumas Hadeshen. Veheirim. Ain veheirim ela bishashir. Veheirim means you had to leave some over. Bishashir. Meaning you can't take all the ashes, if that was a possibility. Asher toch, it's kind of like the drusha we had back in Masechet Trumas, right? Truma, you can't make your whole field truma. You have to have shirayim. Right, truma means you take from, you have to have shirayim. It's a similar type of drasha. Ein veherim ela b'shashir. Asher tochal, ein achila ela b'kezayis. And it's gotta be at least a kezayis. Right, it's gotta be achila means kezayis. Asher tochal ha'esh. Right, so we say that means a kezayis. Good. Haya b'kula kezayis. If the only amount of ashes that you have on the mizbeach is a kezayis, then you're stuck. Right, why? Because you have to take a kezayis and you have to leave over. So then you're stuck. Li tomiksaso enatayachal. To take part of it, you wouldn't be able to. Shein bo kezayis. You don't have a kezayis in your shuffle. Li tol eskuli. Take all of it enatayachal. Shein kan shiur. Right? Then you have to have leftover. So that would be a problem. That would be a problem if you only have a kezayis. So lechora, most of the time there was more. So Tosfos in Shvuas, Daf Chav Zayin, right, makes a comment, discusses, and Rabbi Yosef Engel, who has everything on his fingertips, says, look at the Yerushalmi in Yuma. The guard there says, if I promise to eat a cookie today, I promise to eat a cookie. What if I eat it and I left over a less than a kezayis? Is that called eating? Is that called eating the cookie? I promise I'm going to eat the cookie today. And I eat 99%, I left over less than a kezayis. Is that called eating? There's a shiur, but is that called eating? So the Tosfos talks about that there. So Rabbi Yosef Engel there, and the Gilyon HaShah says, look at the Yerushalmi, because what our Yerushalmi say? Ein achila pachos b'kezayis. But is there a shiur? So he relates that Tosfos to this discussion. Interesting. Okay, we have to get back to Achila and Kezayis, but let's continue first. Veheirim, and you do Truma Shartoch Aloesh. Yachal Eitzim, you might think that the Truma Tadeshin could be coals, but basically from the wood that was burned. Is that good enough? Tam Alom or no? Ola. You have to take from some of the limbs and the chalev that was burnt. E Ola, Yachal Ivari Ola, Tam Alom or Shartoch Aloesh. Right, you might think that you could take even from the avarim that weren't totally burned yet. No, it says asher tochal eish haketzad chotem minam uchalos apnimios v'yored. You have to go on the inside and get from burned limbs and ola and go down with that. Fine. Mitzvah lahaktim. I don't know if I'm going to get back to it. Just to put it in brackets. I in that rush in Arvei Pesachim where the rush says, how do you know achilas maror needs a kezayis? because in the bracha we say al achilas maror, in achila p'chusa mikizayis. And all the achronim that ask on the rush, you have to go to the bracha. That's why you need a kizayis. How about al matos umarorim yochluhu? The Torah uses the lashon of achila. Right, so doesn't that prove that it's a kizayis? Why do you have to go to the bracha? And that if the rabbanon wouldn't have made, as if the rush is saying that without the nusach habracha, you wouldn't have thought midaraisa that you would need a kizayis. So we had a Shabbos Hakadol drasha a couple years ago relating to that, but that relates to the gemara that we just saw. Viter mitzvah lahakdim eish la'etzim. One has to be makdim fire to the wood. What does that mean? Light the fire before you put some of the wood on. Let's say so those two special logs. There's wood there. There's already wood on the mizbeach. So, but you have to light the fire before you put the special din of Shnei Gizri Eitzim. Shenemar varchu Eitzim al ha'esh. Says you put the Eitzim on the fire. On the fire. Kidem Eitzim la'esh. If you put the Eitzim on the esh, so then, so what do you do? What do you do? Meaning, do you have to take off the wood and then light the fire and then put the wood back on, or be the evidence okay? Or, Sider Achalotaram. What if you put the new wood on before you did Trumas Hadeshen? What do you have to do? Do you have to take off the new wood and then do truma? Or could you just like stick a shovel underneath to try to get the muchalos? Which again, is it about the mice? Is it about just getting it? Like Mara says, you can just stick it in. Mashchil v'toreim, mefarik v'toreim. If you can be mashchil v'toreim, if you can stick a shovel in under the new wood and get some muchalos and then take that down, fine, that's good enough. Mashchil v'toreim. But if you can't get in there, then you got to take them off. Mefarik v'toreim, then you have to take them off. Period. Interesting discussion in the Chinuch. The Sefer Chinuch discusses, right, we know there's a mitzvah daraisa of always having fire on the Mizbeach, and the Isser of Losichma, beginning of Parshas Tzav, discusses that. The Chinuch has a Lashon, which the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by, at the end of the Chinuch, Kuf Lamed Beis, the mitzvah applies to Zichrei Kehuna, obviously the males who are in charge. V'im lo heviru hakonim ma'aracha shlishus b'mizbeach, bitzlu mitzvah sasezu. We know there were three fires, machlokas, I don't know how many, but let's say three, according to one day, on top of the mizbeach. There was the one main one, that was for the burning of the animals. There was one for the, I think, the ktores, burning the ktores, or the, not the ktores, the other things that have to be burned, I forgot what. But then there's another one that's just for eish al mizbeach, to be mekayim in the mitzvah. Right, I think he quotes it here, the three. I'm just forgetting the here it is. Rishona Gedola, Shalom Makriban Atamid, M'shar Karbanas, Shnia Betzida Ktana, Shimena Lochem Eish B'machta, I knew it was something with the Taurus. It's where you took the ashes from to bring, I was thinking, Taurus is done on the Zbech HaKtaurus. Right? It's where you brought the wood from to bring to the inner Mizbech to put the Taurus on. That's number two. And then a third one, just to have fire. So the Chinuch says, if you don't have that third one, you're Mevatel the Mitzvah Saseh. And the Menchas Chinuch says, really? Don't you just need fire? You're right, you have one just to make sure. But if the other fires are burning, you just don't have this third one, you're mevatel the mitzvah? He finds that difficult. Sarachian, I think if you have any fire on top, you're going to be yotzi, you're not going to be mevatel the mitzvah. Okay, you had a separate one, but those are the three. Okay. Reb Yaakov Bar Acha Amar, Chilfi. Shal komet shenasu agabi amareches laylo mahein. Chilfi asks, what happens? You, for some reason, you did a carbon mincha avoda very early in the morning before you got to put on the new wood for the day. So if you put the komets on the old wood, on the mareches laylo, is that good enough? You have to like somehow take it off, or you're not yotzei. So Rabbi Yirmiya Amar Chilfi, Shal. So that was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha in the name of Chilfi. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar in the different question of Chilfi, Shal. Imrin, Shenasan al Gabi Marachas Lai Lamahin. Same question. If you have fats from an early morning avoda, right, and you want to put on the mizbeach before you put the wood on there, does that ruin it? Says the Gemara. Vala Masnisahi, right, isn't it Befer Shabraisa? Ein Lucha Kodem Lutamit Shal Shachar Lakhtaris Bilvad. Right, we learned this. Right? You don't do any avoda before the carbon tamid. Right? Only the ktores. Other than that, you don't do any. So Gemara says, you're right, that's what you're supposed to do. Masnisa lemitzvah, that price is lachadchila. Matzricha le'ikav, I'm just asking b'di'evet. B'di'evet, if you did it, are you yotzei the haktara, so to speak? Interesting question. What do you mean yotzei the haktara? Haktara say murin is not even ma'akiv at all. Right? So, question exactly what the question is. Achronim asked that. Okay. Tzitz, Moshe, Ratzal, Tumas Yadayim. Couple of other issues relating to messing up Avoda. Tumas Yadayim, we know, is a Tumah Derabanan. Right? Your hands can't be Tumah Daraisa without your body becoming Tumah. Right? But, Midrabanan, these are the Rabbanan said, Tumas Yadayim. if a Kohen does Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in the morning, he washes hands and feet, he's about to do the Avodah, and somehow his, some Tumah D'Rabbanan comes on him. So in that case, does he have to do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim again? Let's go back to the Kiyar to wash his hands and feet. Or do we say, just like the tzitz, we know, we learned elsewhere, the tzitz, the special tzitz on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, or even maybe if it's not on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, machlokas, is that, that's meratzeh for Tumah. Let's say a person is maktir, the Kohen is maktir basar, that's tameh. So really, should it be good, because it's tameh basar. Tzitz is meratzeh al Tumah. It's kilu, it's not tameh. So usually that tzitz is not meratzeh on Tumah saguf. If the Kohen is tameh, it doesn't help. Only if the basar is tameh. The tzitz says, don't worry about it, it works. But what if the Kohen is only tameh midrabanan? Is the tzitz meratzeh enough so that he wouldn't have to go wash his hands again? That's the question of the Gemara. Tzitz maushi yiratzeh al Tumas yadayim. Yadayim maushi yipaslu mishem yotze. What if a Kohen sticks his hands outside the Azara? Is that a psul yotze? Right? Like his, basically our hands like separate, like if a carbon goes outside, that's the nifsal b'yotze. What about hands? So Gemara says, isn't it a beferish? Lamastisi. Again, it's a beferish that it's not a problem. Either one. Kiddush yadav ragla, v'nitzmu, matmilan vein taros. If they became tami, just be tovel them. They're tar, meaning you don't have to do another kiddush. Yatzel lo nifsal misham yotze. So isn't it, they're both okay? They're both okay to answer that question. Answer? No. The Asya commanda Amar ain alina poselos biyadayim. That Braisa might be talking about the one that says that, you know, you have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in the middle of the night in order to do, let's say, the Trumas Hadeshen. When it turns morning, do you have to do another Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for the day? So that's a machlokas. We're going to have that soon. But, says the Gemara, maybe this Braisa that says it's no problem with Tumah, no problem with Yotze, that's only according to the opinion that it's no problem with mourning either. That Lean is not Poselis. Ma Tzrichale, I'm asking the question, Kaman to Amar Lina Poselis Biyadayim. I'm asking, according to the Mandama that says you would have to rewash your hands in the morning, maybe you'd have to rewash your hands by Tumah also, or by Yotze. That's the question that I'm asking, and that one we're going to have to wait to answer. We'll stop by Yadayim, Beth Hashem. We'll pick up with this next time.